Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. That's a serious woe. Isn't it? That's bad when people speak well. Hey, don't tell everybody we home here tonight. Hallelujah. Man, you won't believe what I've seen today. Okay, all right. So I'm here. I'm back at the hub. I've been gone a whole week, right? So I click on YouTube. Guess the first thing I get. What they call that? Y'all ready for this? It was what they call it? Something about age restricted. They can't monetize that video because it's age restricted. Meaning that it's a video that's not suitable for 18 years and under. You know what the video was? Y'all ready for this? This video we did in 2014. And I still have it listed as private. I mean, ain't nobody saw it since 2014. You talk about, tell me, I don't have some flaming transform up there that's just looking for anything. I mean, you going to dig all the way back in 2014. Let me see if I can pull it up, man. Because sometimes, you know, I say it all the time. When I say stuff, it's so far that it's hard to believe unless you see it for yourself. Man, I wish I had left that up. Where is it? I know it's hard to believe, but I'm telling you the truth. I took a screenshot of it. 2014? You're going to go way back to 2014. You know what the video was about? You remember when me and Ashpot went over to this bridge and they had spray paint niggas on there?
Yeah,
all we did was just say, mm-hmm. You remember that, right? There it is. Watch this. Y'all here, right? Look. YouTube. High Path or Down. You see this, right? We want to let you know that our team has reviewed your content, and we don't think it's in line with our community guidelines. As a result, we've age-restricted the following content. Video. Fayette, Tennessee. Making County racism. Watch this. We haven't applied a strike to your channel. No, I'm still on. I got my strike don't come off until the 26th of this month. It was amazing because I just got finished being struck about 6 months ago. Then they struck me again as soon as I got off. Then they struck me. And so they tried to stay on strike. Are you following me? Look at this. And your content is still live for some users. It ain't live. It's private. I'm going to show y'all. Watch this. Look at this. You see the video.
All right. Good morning. Good evening.
What date does that say, Z?
August
17th,
2014.
Watch this. Hold on. What does that say right there?
Lafayette, Tennessee.
No. Right here.
Right.
Who's in it? Just for that, I'm going to bring it on now. So we get big, and what do you see right there? You see the F niggers, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You see Ashley, and you see Pastor Dow right there, right?
Yes,
sir. It's right here. Come and look at it, Jack. Look. I'm telling you, man. Look at it.
Right there.
I ain't playing. It already had a close to 9,000 hits, 8,500 hits. Look.
Yes, sir.
You talking about age restricted? These 5,000 little children today, man, they no more cuss words than you.
Yeah.
And if you want to appeal, I ain't got time to appeal, nothing like that. Thank each and every last one of you for your Super Chat offerings, your PayPal offerings, offerings coming by way of Cash App. I promise you. Does it look like we're using the offerings, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, come on, Pastor. It don't look like I live on the high hall.
I was saying it today. I come from it.
I built this. Me and the brothers here, we built this.
Why don't you live in Todd
Mall? Yeah, I laid almost every block to this building right here.
That would make you so much
brothers, man. Brother Samuel would get off work, come down to help his village. He worked all day, him and Deacon Bell, and then get off work and come down to help his village. And mind you, and we didn't know nothing. You know, this is a tough roof. This is a hill valley roof. Y'all know anything about building? Ain't no need talking to you, Dad, because I be talking French. If I ask you what a compound mountain is, I'm talking French yet. We're going to move on to broadcast. It ain't no need. I mean, really, it ain't no insult, nothing. It's just that, sir. I mean, that's a serious roof. That's a hell of a roof to start off with. For one of your first roofs. Man, you got to cut a piece of wood at the end 2 degrees. Two ways. I thought when I was in school, I'd never use math again. Boy, was I wrong. Man, I was in military. Every time they turn around, math, test. Everything you're doing, like test. I couldn't even get hired at the uniform company unless I took a test. And guess what the majority of the tests that consisted of? Math. You understand what I mean? We worked our rear end off because you had to deal with money. At least they want to make sure that you know how to handle money. At least they want to, I mean, come on, man, you know how to apply taxes and stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, people today don't even know how to give back change without the cash register telling them. I went to a Dairy Queen one time, long, long time ago. Not been since then. But a long, long time ago. And I give this little girl $20. She gave me back $120 in change.
I
said, ma'am, even if I gave you $100, how do I get back? I said, ma'am, no. I can't do this to you. I had already drove off. I had to actually go back. I would do that anyway. Because they would have to pay for that stuff out of their pocket. I realized that. I've been young.
Sure.
I worked at Mrs. Winters. I worked at Swenson's. I was fried chicken, man. I bring home buckets of fried chicken. And we eat boatloads of fried chicken every morning on the bus, school bus. We made up songs about, I got a chicken bone. We be saying, I got a big, juicy, greasy chicken bone. I bring two big old things of chicken, man. I'm telling you. Because family, we eat chicken there too. You got, hey. Hey, I met some people down in Georgia, too, and they said, oh, man, Pastor Dow, man, I know you down in Georgia. Well, I'm sitting right here. I would get it. What's his name, Hassan? No. I met a white guy, his white brother down in Georgia, man. And he asked me, he said, Pastor, he says, I got a question and a statement, if you don't mind. Sure, go ahead, man. Harris, Brother Harris, I think his name is. He said, well, Pastor, he says, I noticed that you done went into the black Hebrew Israelite way. I said, really? He said, yeah. I was just wondering, you know, why would you go that route or go that way? I said, brother, you don't listen to me at all. You don't follow a lick of what I'm saying at all. There's no way. There's no way you've been to the website. There's no way you listen to broadcast. There's no way you even see the services. There ain't no way in the world you could say that. You ain't followed because you did. There's no way you could twist your lips. Because all you got to do is go look at a picture of the congregation. They tell you everything you need to know. We glad y'all here. Thank you, Brother Bird. All of y'all, who is this? What we got here? We got a couple of Amar Nopley, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dallas, Straightway Saints. All praises to the Most High and His Son, Yahshua, forever. Hallelujah. All praises, my brother. He showed up at that meeting with bells on. Ted J, thank you, my brother. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing truth to my eyes and ears. Be blessed. Well, man, I tell you, the reason why we say all praises to the Most High, y'all, because we always give Him But I don't even know, we already know it anyway, but I thank you. Because the Bible says don't let your own lips praise you, but let another man lips praise. So I can say thank you very much back. You know what I mean? Foxworth, well, yeah. Bless you, Pastor, and your home. Thank you for what you do and for all Israel. Thank y'all. Hey, I tell you what, as they used to say in old Christian church, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. You ever heard that one before? You ever heard that one?
Oh, man.
No, and when I say it, no, I mean it. We got Trinidad, man, has done, communicated with us. We got people in Trinidad, Jamaica, North and South Africa, Japan, Philippines, Netherlands, Germany, Canada, Mexico. Man, we got people all over the world that listen to us. Nigeria just replied. From Mike, Shabbat Shalom. Love y'all, family. Glory to the King. Hey, I really wish, for the most part, I don't mind Super Chat. But I can tell you one thing, man. I'd much rather for y'all, if y'all could, either contribute, give me the Cash App or PayPal, because, man, YouTube, they getting 30 smackaroos.
No
30%.
No way. No way.
30%. Man, lawyers, they getting what lawyers get in a lawsuit, man.
They get
30 on Super Chats.
Yeah.
I don't mind receiving it, but I'm telling you, man, YouTube is close. When we got all these other avenues,
right.
We got PayPal, we got you can just write a check, send it straightway to the ministry. You ain't got to send it to me. Because whatever it gets me, I'm going to stick it right back in the foundation anyway.
Yes, sir.
Kid you not, told me. Hey, I appreciate it. I mean, I'll be able to get to y'all right there, but hey, whatever way y'all give, I won't complain because I'm going to use it because, you know, right around the corner, we got the feast days of the Most High Yah coming up. Man, don't y'all know we less than 4 weeks? 4 weeks, man. Look at that. Right now, we're looking at trumpets. Huh? Hey. Sundown 7th, the trumpets. And then after that, 10 days after that, we got the Day of Atonement. And then in for the feast. Let me see, the feast, if it starts what they call sundown Monday night, we're using it for clarification for y'all. And then it's going to end at sundown Tuesday, 8th day, last great day. I tell you what, man. If I know people, well, I'll tell you what, that means won't that many people be in there. They'll be coming in first and second day then. Because, man, if we got a feast, if Tabernacles was going to be on the 6th, everybody would be showing up, man, to be here for the Shabbat. But, hey, don't forget, don't come empty-handed and shame y'all. As a matter of fact, he should be getting the first fruits of all your increase. That's one thing I always done. I've always been, always gave. You always gave. Always got, man. Dad, now this is the truth. You can't beat y'all giving. I can't. I don't even try. What I mean, I don't try to say, okay, I'm going to give it and see what happens. I just give it. It's just unbelievable. And mind you, I gave when I didn't have nothing. Gave when I had a little bit of something. Y'all always, he just does it. He just does it. Bless his holy name. Then, let me see. I got myself, Brother Yashaw, DMV, Elder Rufus, and Elder Mitch. We're going to be flying out to Portland, Oregon. There's a group of brothers that has transformed over, converted over to Israelites, mm-hmm. And they don't want to fool in none of these camps. They've done their due diligence and homework, and they've been waiting on Pastor Dow to come out there for 2 years. been waiting 2 years. These are guys who own construction companies, very affluent guys, and they done their due diligence. They want me to come out and let me say I do some meeting Thursday night, then I got a breakfast ministering and question and answer on Friday morning, and then I do Shabbat service, and then we fly out first day. It's in Portland, Oregon, out there in that cesspool of hell. Y'all see what's going on, right? Y'all see what's going on in all this country? What y'all seeing is all, we're almost at the start of the beginning of sorrows. Almost. Not quite yet, but we're almost there. And then I got this letter. I was going to read this letter, but I'm not going to read it here tonight. I'm going to save it for Shabbat service, though, man. Man, wait till y'all hear this letter in the morning. Wait till y'all hear this letter in the morning. This letter, man, it's something else. Huh? And it speaks again. And this person was so inspired. Y'all remember the last Shabbat message, right?
Yes.
That apparently they have a lot of people get delivered. People have been telling me they don't listen. That ain't 4, 5, 6, 7 times, man.
All week.
All right, shoot, man. Y'all better keep on doing it. Get it in.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Let's get in because y'all is doing everything he can to deliver his people.
Yes.
But, man, this right here, this is a sweet letter. It really is. It's a sweet letter, man. Brother Anonymous, thank you, man. He says, blessing, Pastor. And look at you. See the names. See them alphabet names he mentioned in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he's listening and watch all of them, but he said after just carefully checking everything with the scripture and scrutinizing, he said, don't none of them compare straight away. None of them. Just none of them. None of them do. And keep trying to tell y'all tell everybody we're here. Go on and tell everybody we're here so we can get started. We already getting started. We're just going over things right now. Now, listen, thank you, Caesar. Hallelujah for your Cash App offering there. Thank you, Nick's wife there, Brother Nick and his household, and all y'all on Cash App. Glory to the King. I don't know of a more powerful ministry in the world. I've been all over the place. You've been to places where you've seen us leave this hub and go out.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Have you seen the power of Yah?
No.
Huh? Go, every, I don't care where I go. We go to DMV, go to Florida, go to Atlanta, go to, boy, we just do it in Atlanta because I didn't control that one. So the straight we started controlling it, though, boy, we went to shoot. And then we went to Dallas. I don't care where we go, man. Lord, I don't care where we go, man. Yahshua, the real Messiah, the real Jesus Christ, and the Ruach, the real Ruach. He come in and he confirms the word with signs following. Now, how many of you preachers can get out there and say that? Hmm? Mr. and Big Shots. I know one thing. Y'all know them that are his.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's trying his best to get as many people as he can, but he only know he going to, y'all do know he going to get a few, right?
Yes, sir.
And we playing a numbers game. Satan got everybody beat. Even in those days. Huh? Go to Jude 3. They ain't number just one chapter Jude anyway, verse 3. Shoot, man, you can, if you're a young man, the best way that you can always mend and take heed to your heart is by taking heed to the word of Yah. Thank you, Phil Bennett, for your offering there on Super Chat, hallelujah. Go ahead and read, teach, listen to this.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Earnestly. Contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith. Come on.
Which was once delivered unto the saints.
Uh-huh.
For there are certain men crept in unaware.
Why is it that nobody don't ever want to talk about these people, though? Everybody, now listen, I believe in being kind, I believe in being sweet, I believe in being nice, but I also believe in the Bible. So y'all, reprove, rebuke, correct, instruct. You know, we need that in this day and time and hour. Isn't it right? Let me tell y'all something, especially from last Sabbath message too. You know what our biggest problem in Israel is, though? You know what the biggest problem is? Offense. Offense. And I'll stop there for a second. Go to Matthew 24:10. And then we're going to go back. Watch this. If we as men and women got it bad. I told women, they don't talk to each other the way we talk to each other. We talk straight up. We get it straight up. Read it.
And then, shall many be offended.
Now, Yahshua wrote that how many years ago? Over 2,000 years ago? He said, and watch this. This is the reason why we as brothers, we always got to guard our heart from that stuff. He says, not some, but many shall be
offended.
And watch what happens when you get offended.
And shall be.
Because watch this. I can tell you right now, anybody in this ministry, if you have to rebuke this brother, reprove this brother, does not the Bible say that you're doing that because you're hoping to gain him in love?
Yes, sir.
And you would better gain a brother if you went to him rather than going to somebody else.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
And what happened? If you went to him rather than going to somebody else and kept it between you two, you'd gain not only a brother, you probably have a friend.
Yes, sir.
Women, they can't do that. They got to go and tell another sister, and this sister got to tell another sister, and this sister going to tell another sister, and this sister tell another sister, and then this sister over here sitting over in the corner all beat down. Acting like they ain't never seen it before in their life. This is some sick stuff, man. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me very closely. Matter of fact, I was thinking about preaching on that tomorrow. We'll see, though. We'll see what the Father says when I wake up. Because it's more likely probably a sequel coming on from last week because we whooped the hell out of Satan. Let me tell you something.
Last week.
Bro, Brandon, let me tell you something. We was up here, man. We was preaching. We didn't get started in the message on the slide. We was on the message, but we wasn't on it. But we was on the message. And, man, Brother Freeman told me, man, people were running out the back of the assembly holding their ears like that. I said, we got them demons in. Gotcha. Thought you were hiding, sitting up there sporting yourself. That's in Jude, too, sporting yourself. And people's spirits started screaming out, but the other 87% were rejoicing.
Yeah.
Man, they bought the roof, almost bought the roof off the place. We got to go check, see if we got any leaks. Saints was praising.
Yes.
I don't care. As long as we get the demons and you get the victory, is all
hallelujah.
I care.
Hallelujah.
It's all I care.
I don't want them.
All I care. And so people were getting deliverance right then and there, and we didn't get to the first slide.
Yeah,
done finger that devil right off the bat, boy. Lying snake. Go back to Jude. Oh, wait a minute. Many shall be offended and shall betray one. Open up that back door. Scooch your chair over here. Oh, a little up a little bit, Brandon. Open up that back so we can get a little bit of cool air in here because it's going to get hot in here. That way you got a little something. You should feel a little cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So.
All right. It gets too cold, man. We just go ahead and cut that AC on. They can still hear me. But look what happens when you get offended, Trey. You hear me? Is he hearing this?
Yes, sir.
If you get offended, and then the next thing you know, that offense lead to what?
And shall betray one another.
Hear that? Because why does a spirit working down in you? And you know, that's only about pride, though, man. You know what I mean? But watch this.
And
here's the big part right here.
Shall hate.
Now notice, you know, it didn't say dislike.
Yeah.
It said, so the offense will lead to betrayal and it will change to hate. Now see that?
Yes, sir.
And that's what Satan is banking everything on. Now, mind you, remember what the scripture say, he that is often reproved, stiffen his neck and harden his heart, shall be suddenly cut off without remedy. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep humility.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all the time to keep humility. I teach saints all week, keep humility. I've been rebuked. And I remember one time I got rebuked, man, I got rebuked bad. You remember that? I got rebuked bad for planting these trees up and down this road right here. There was a certain tree. They looked pretty good, too. Man, he scolded me. Went in. This old man went in on me, boy. In front of everybody. I just sat there. I didn't contort my face. You know what I mean? I didn't look like... I just sat there and kept a pretty straight, pleasant face. And, boy, he proceeded to scold me in front of everybody. They say, no, we're walking down the road. And he says, Pastor, why'd you plant those trees? I said, I didn't. He said, you didn't? Said, nah, sure didn't. So we bought the land, the trees are already here. He said, he looked at me up. That's all old man did. You know what that means? He's like, man, this young wise guy, he's wise, ain't he? Got self-control. What about if you're bumping it for your fault to do what? Take it seriously. What if you ain't bumping it for your fault? You got to have self-control. Huh? I ain't going to lose my shit because somebody misrepresented. No, man. Yeah. Huh? Think about that. And boy, people were manifest, man. So if Israel, if all y'all get past that, you get past that, man, you won't believe what heights we can go to. But watch this. So as soon as teachers get back, we're gonna hit on this because I'm gonna, you know what? I keep looking at the letter, so I'm not gonna read it, but we're gonna draw a little bit from it because you see all the names in it, all them capital. You see them? You see it from there?
Yeah, I
can. All them big old alphabets, those big eyes, and are you crying?
All that.
You see it? Look, just stand up over and look at it. Look at all them alphabet soups.
Oh yes, sir.
You know what? First of all, this would be a dead giveaway that they all come from the same vein. Mm. You don't see us STM. Or SWTM. You know, straightway truth mess. You don't see that now, man. Come on, man. Huh? Go back, Jude.
All right, sir.
Go ahead.
There are certain men crept in unaware.
Yaki, I ain't mentioning no names, though, but... Malachi.
Malachi,
Mac and Cheese. Yeah, crept in unaware, but I ain't calling them names. You know me, man. I just, that ain't their names anyway. That's just names they gave themselves. No, as I said, they gave themselves. The Bible says a good name is given. It's chosen. Not that you come up and make up one for your own self. We got some prideful Negroes in this world, boy. Pride is just oozing all over the place. I don't care what name I got here on this earth. It's only an identifier. I got a new name. Don't you got a new name? The book said we got a new name. It's written down in glory. That's the only name I care about. What do you think I care about twisting my tongue? Who give us? Man, that ain't gonna make you more special. Like I told Pastor Roberts, I said, so you mean to tell me that being able to twist your tongue to say something a certain way is gonna grant you more power? Bullshit. You out of your damn mind. I'll show you some power. He seen it, dude. He got scared of shit. Wow. He did. Now, you think about this. You notice that it talked about the apostles and the prophets and the brothers. They had boldness in Messiah. When I speak to him, I speak with one and speak bold. I just straight up 100%. You know the reason why? It's not because of what I say about him. It's who he is the one. He is the one who justifies.
Yes.
He is the one who put his stamp and his seal of approval. It's not because of when we say we love him, but he loves us.
Mm.
It's not because we say we know him, but he knows us. And how many times have you quote, without him we can do nothing?
Yes.
How many times did we quote that?
Yes.
I say it 1,000 times over and over I do. Over, it goes right over people's heads. Right over people's heads. You can make your boast and brag all day long, but I'm telling you, if the Ruach ain't backing you up, all you are is a bunch of hot air. That's it. Something ain't my boasting, y'all.
Yeah.
Read on.
There are certain men crept in unawares.
Watch this.
Who were before of old.
Y'all know I'm going to tap this. I'm going to tear up this shaman. This Hindu summation, so-called Israel. I'm going to tear them up. Y'all ain't going to get nothing.
No.
I wouldn't be down spirit no manifest. I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tear this one. I'm going to. I know y'all watching. All I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna tear y'all ass up. Yeah. Huh? Y'all, did y'all see all this stuff happening online? As soon as I mentioned something about them, next thing you know, everybody started jumping the gun, didn't they? And nobody was touching until I said something. They let you know that they watch us. They I know y'all all watch us. Trying to glean, but you know the difference is, right? They can watch, but they can't do. You know why? They don't believe in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? They don't live set apart. We got instructions from the prophets. Y'all, did y'all see that broadcast that me and my family, we went up to Straightway Ghosting? Y'all seen that broadcast where me and Daniel ran down the scriptures? The law and the prophets about how we should be living set apart.
Yes.
And there's a purpose and a reason. Moses them understood it. It's written in the law. The prophets understood it. Yahshua spoke about it. And the apostles, so if you didn't know what Yahshua talked about, all you got to do is watch their actions.
Yes.
That's why it's called the Acts of the apostles. The acts. Not just the words. Not just set up in classrooms. Where in the book did it tell us set up in classrooms?
The living room.
But read on, teach. We all over the place. Come on.
Who are before of old ordained to this condemnation?
Notice, what kind of condemnation?
Yes.
Well, we just got finished talking about last Sabbath. We're not ordained to that condemnation.
Okay.
We're free from that.
Yeah.
Okay. But these certain men who crept in, unaware, coming in on the low. Read on.
Ungodly men.
What kind of men are they?
Ungodly.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, see, today, these people are wise. I keep telling y'all. They're not going to say that I've dreamed a dream. They ain't gonna say that. You follow me? I've seen a vision. They ain't not gonna say because they know what the Bible says. We have one young snot-nosed whippersnapper, and he comes to me. I'm a prophet. I said, how you know you're a prophet? I'm a prophet. So you don't know what the law says? No. So then I told him what the law said. All of a sudden he started going around telling everybody that he had a vision or a dream. I said, good. I'm glad you had a vision. Now we're going to wait until it comes to pass. He got pissed off because we wouldn't receive him as a prophet because he think he had two words that he's supposed to set up and have the whole ministry submit to him. Then over in John, the 8th chapter, man, is describing Pharisees, even said to Jesus, you ain't even 50 years old, and mind you, we ain't even Jesus. And you talking about you done seen Abraham. You better shut the hell up. You get it? That doesn't doesn't mean that the Most High can't use you. Paul even told Titus and Timothy, don't let no man despise you, but be thou an example of a believer. Didn't he say that? He didn't say that. Notice, he was giving them instructions to set up assemblies and stuff. He wasn't giving them instructions to go out there and be arrogant and be boastful and proud and lewd and then turn around thinking that you can just sit up there and just pass by all the hoary head and authority. Everybody got a calling. Everybody talking. But we talking about false teachers, false prophets, and everything else. We talking about certain men crept in unaware, ungodly men wouldn't meant to be condemned. Come on.
Turning the grace of our God.
There it is. Into what?
Into lascivious.
Y'all hear that? Free reign to do whatever the hell you want to do. Unbridled lust. Do whatever you want to do. Come on.
And denying Yahweh Elohim.
Y'all hear that?
And our Master Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Somebody say his brother Jedi Malik. Oh, well, I remember who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he attack me some years ago?
Oh, yeah.
When he was running with that piece of shit, Eric Gonzalez?
Yes, he was.
Oh, now all of a sudden, and I told that coward, I said, man, what you need to do is shut up behind that damn camera and come, we need to see each other. Now, when I say we need to see each other, I'm not talking about, brother, if you're an Israelite, you think the first thing I want to do is sit up there and trade blows and fight you as an Israelite?
Yeah.
No, but damn, we're going to talk as men. If we're brother, we're going to talk as men.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand this brand new social media stuff where you get on here and you done, who's your job? Who's your job? And then you turn, I don't rebuke somebody. What in the world? What is that, man? And he got his nerve talking the way he talked and stuff. With some of the mess I found out about him, man. I can't stand cowards, man. I can't do it. And you know, that's another thing. You notice the people who come to Straightway are men. Young men, older men, but when they come, you can tell these are men. Are you following me? These are straight up warriors. These are men. But let me tell y'all something. The way that Jedi, whoever his name is, Maliki, whatever his name is, and all the rest of them, they ain't exposed and did nothing. Unless you can see a man face to face, as the old war days go, unless you can see the white of his eyes, you ain't did shit. You ain't did a damn thing. Damn people, you cowards hide behind videos and voiceover tours and areas names and every damn thing else. Bro, that ain't no war, verbal war, spiritual war, that ain't war. War is when you can see your enemy in front of you. Now, we don't upgrade, reprove, and rebuke. We do it over social media now. We're a mess, man. That's the reason why the Most High y'all have the dynamic of go to your brother. There's a dynamic there. Because cowards ain't going to do that. They're going to hide behind skirts. Have women co-sign what they say. You notice ain't none of my shines in here co-sign a damn thing that I say. Have women co-signing, validating them and everything else. Reading scriptures. Man, boy, I tell you what. Man, let my time pass. And I hope and pray to y'all, woo-wee, man, that people stay the course. Because, man, I'm telling you, if they ain't going to say, I'm going to, Father, grant me this one favor. That if Straightway ever have a woman standing up reading scriptures and preaching, let me come up out of that grave and honk the shit out of her. Just so I can say something.
Yep, yep.
Let me terrorize him.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes.
And I know all the people, House of Prayer, you know they're all listening. They all these people that say they don't watch, they all watch, Brandon. Zeke, T, they all watch. They all watch. They all watch.
Ooh, yeah.
Glad they do, too. And we can't come together because ain't nobody got no humility. Now, mind you, watch this. I really, truly am not concerned about these people who are prideful and don't want instruction. Why should I be concerned about them when I got brothers out here been waiting a couple of years? Established men coming to them. I ain't cast my prayer for no damn swine. I'd rather go out there and see these brothers. Now, when I go out there and talk with these brothers, you know, I know how to adjust. I know how to change my whole demeanor. I know how to do all that based on the venue where I'm going. I know how to be honorable and respectful. I know. Believe you me, I can fit in. I know how to do it. And the power of y'all, yes. Not a novice. And all they want, you know what they want more than anything? More than anything. How can we start successful communities? Who better to come to the straight way? You can't go to Pastor Joe Fox.
Nope.
You can't go to Dave Roberts.
Nope.
They told R.D. Stair because he dead. His time done come. I mean, 88 years old. You know what I mean? You can't go to all these people. Ain't nobody else is preaching deep. Nobody else is. You know what? We're going to, let's get on this for a second. We're going to get on this, all right? Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, Brother Daniel. You up there, straightway ghosts. Who talking about ain't going to be no lines then tonight. Get your recorder on and put this. I'm going to give you two more, and you put it in your head so you can preach it and teach it with all power and strength. Jeremiah 29. We're going to hear the prophets. Verse 4. We're going to hear the prophets got to say. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, we know what Moses said in Leviticus 20, right? Now we're going to the prophets. Even more so. Read this. Watch this. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all sure y'all ready for this? Hey, if y'all ready for this in the chat room, type in 7. I usually don't ask people to spell ready because, you know, I don't know what this generation is. Hey, I'm sorry, man. I just heard on the radio today. People graduating and they go to college. They can't even, they can't even pass the class because they don't even know what the teacher's talking about. Because they just pushed them on through high school. So I'm just trying to show some mercy. I'm not insulting nobody. Can't spell red. Can't spell red.
R-E-D-D-Y.
R-D-Y. Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Come on, deep. Look what the book says.
Thus says the master of hosts.
Stop. Who said this?
Yah.
Who said this?
Master of hosts.
Now, you know what? Before we go there, hold that. Go to Jeremiah 17, verse 4. And as soon as you get finished reading that, then go back to this. We welcome each and every last one of y'all that are tuning in here tonight. As usual, you're always going to need your scriptures with you. You got to verify. You got to prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Got to be like the Bereans. They were more noble than they in Thessalonica. They went and searched the scriptures, see if the things that were said were so. Do it.
Hello.
Check it out. Check in, check out. And when you get finished with all that, humble yourself.
Yeah. Humble.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 17, verse 4. Come on now.
And you.
Talking about you. Yes, right, hell. Come on.
Even thyself.
Even yourself. What are you going to do?
Shall discontinue.
You're going to discontinue from what?
From your heritage.
Y'all heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
You, Israel, you will discontinue from your heritage. That's what he said, right? Read.
That I gave you.
Uh-huh. Notice he gave it to us. Gave it to us. You alone have I called out all nations of the earth. You, Israel, come on.
And I will cause you.
And I'm going to cause you to do what?
To serve your enemies.
To serve your enemies. Ain't that the law?
Yes.
Ain't that what's written in the law?
Yes.
Is that it?
In the land which you knew not.
Stop. That's the key point. In the land which you what?
Do not.
In the land which you what?
Do not.
Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Come on with it. Watch this. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Read, teach.
Thus says the master of hosts.
All right.
The Elohim of Israel. unto all that are carried away captive.
Stop!
Mm-hmm.
Unto all that are carried away
captive.
Read on.
Who I have caused to be carried away.
Now, who calls this?
Yah. From Jerusalem?
Wait. So why don't all these camps and everybody, instead of griping and complaining and moaning and bitching and bawling and squalling at the whip or the stick or the rod that is whooping your ass, why don't you go and talk to the one who actually is yielding the rod and the stick?
I mean?
Very nonsensical it is. It literally don't make no sense. Don't disarm it whatsoever. I'm telling you, they play on emotions and feelings, and it's crazy. It's so stupid. This from low base people. I'm serious. Very low base people. Read that again, verse 4. The reason why we keep going with it is because what people don't do when they read, they don't meditate on the word. And it's kind of hard to meditate on the word if you don't know what the rest of the word say.
Right.
That's why we take our time in this teaching.
Yeah.
We may be on the verse for 30 minutes,
yeah.
10 minutes, 5 minutes, you know what I mean?
Ooh, yes.
For understanding sake.
Yeah, I mean.
Read on.
Thus says the master of hosts.
What did the master say?
The Elohim of Israel. Unto all that are carried away captive.
Well, not all people carried away captive.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jeremiah just got finished saying earlier you're going to discontinue from your heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Who I have caused to be carried away.
Who caused that?
Yah.
Yah did. Come on.
From Jerusalem.
From where?
From Jerusalem.
From Jerusalem to what?
Unto Babylon.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Build you houses.
Wait. So, every one of these, they done. They finished. Now, wait a minute. Did not y'all cause us to be over here carried away captive?
Yeah, but no,
damn it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Are we not carried away captive out of not only here, but every nation of the earth?
Amen.
And y'all cause this.
Y'all does?
Yes. Then he tells you when you get there, all captive, do what?
Build houses.
Do what?
Build houses.
Do what?
Build houses. Dwell in them.
Hold on. So I'm more obedient than they are?
Yes,
we more obedient. I build this house. I'm sitting in it.
Yep.
Y'all sitting in it?
Yes,
nah, never mind. See, the reason why people can't be blessed because they ain't obedient.
Yep.
He told us we were going to discontinue from iron.
Yes.
Then he turns around and tells us that when you're carried away captive, whom I am the one who called this in the first place, y'all did.
Yes,
when you get there, build houses. Who built the White House? Israel did. And the outhouses. Watch it. Build houses. Dwell in there. Come on.
Plant gardens.
Oh.
Oh, boy. No, don't do that.
Come on, Jeff.
I've been trying to tell y'all, God, he turned around and he kicked us out of his arm.
Yeah.
And we've been making sure that we stay out of it ever since. He didn't tell us from the sweat of our brow, did he?
Yeah.
We've been making sure we defy that and we ain't sweating for nothing.
Nothing.
See what happens when you take your time?
Yes.
Jeremiah was one of those long distance seers. He could see a ball. Long distance. Show me the Christians, the organization that are doing this today.
No.
You think Joel Osteen built this house?
No.
How about Benny Hinn?
Nope.
How about Nathaniel of IUIC?
No, Bill Banks.
How about all these alphabets? You think they built out or they dwell in somebody else's?
Yes, sir.
Come on!
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's all you got to do. Just ease up and shut up. I'm the preacher here today. I'm the pastor that's called and chosen.
Yes, sir.
You shut up and you humble yourself and you listen to me. Y'all didn't send me to listen to you. He sent you to listen to me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Even at that, we only posted in y'all.
Yeah.
I could understand if I didn't have the proof and the seal of my pastorship.
Yeah.
But don't sit up there and tell me that I'm talking out the side of my neck.
Hallelujah.
How many videos you seen of us showing the building houses, planting gardens? Read on, teach.
Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all not just hear me last week that Nadia put Cheesecake Factory the same? She turned around and got some of fresh picked blackberries. Nadia, blackberries bigger than your thumb. And she made cheesecake out of our blackberries.
Mm.
Our sisters made jam out of our blackberries.
Mm.
Man. Huh? Y'all ain't never taste no fruit jam. I taste our collard greens.
Mm.
Our tomatoes. Tomatoes. Tomato. Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Huh? Our carrots.
Mm.
Boston, bro. Boston butter crunch,
mm-hmm.
Swiss chard, spinach, okra, sweet corn. Man, used to be people like they going in like a sewing machine on their corn, tearing that corn up.
Yeah.
Huh? Bush beans, pole beans. Huh? Huh? Cucumbers. Huh? What? Bell peppers. Jalapenos. Habanero. Huh?
Garlic.
Elephant garlic. Ha! You gonna tell me something wrong with that?
Nah.
How you gonna tell me something? Raspberries? Apples? Pears? Build houses? Plant gardens? And you people got the arrogancy and the audacity and the unmitigated gall to think that you can say anything against Yah's elect while you produce nothing but words.
Unfruitful.
You don't even have nothing to line up with your lifestyle. I got a testimony. I love Jesus. Bullshit. You don't love him. You can't do what he say. Brother Cedric says, I got to put my eyes on this one. Double blessings and honor, Pastor Dow, to you and your household. You can't get more clear than the precepts you're bringing out tonight. Bless you well, strength and honor. That's right. Strength and honor. Isn't that beautiful? Huh? We had Jersey Wakefield cabbage. We had early cabbage, 45-day, late cabbage, 80-day. Sweet potatoes. Huh? Yukon Golds. Fresh eggs, fresh goat milk, Manager, Black Angus cow, venison, wild turkey, bass, large smallmouth, bluegill, crappie, walleye, trout. Yeah, we sure did. We went right down to that lake and that river, and we went right to the stove. We're right over here to this field, right over here.
Yes.
Straightway's trying to do is show people that you can do this.
Yeah.
Get rid of your excuses. You get out where you can do this. I'm still going. I'm literally still going. How much our sisters done canned this year and last year? Food? build houses and plant gardens. We don't teach.
Eat the fruit of them.
Eat the fruit of them.
Yes.
And then people wonder why I don't sell the produce. Can I tell you how sorry Israel is? I'm going to say how sorry Israel is. We was getting so much fruit from our garden a few years ago, right?
Sure.
And all our sisters, they would bag up all this produce and just put it in the dining hall. And we'd say, hey, y'all come and get it. And they would come and get in the bag. And I walked by one day, I said, now, wait a minute, damn it. Let's just see if these people really want to get it, if they really want it. I said, y'all just put the bags out there and tell them, go glean from our field if you really want it. You had less than 2% of the people that actually went out there because they had to go get it themselves. Are y'all hearing me this way?
Oh, that's so true.
So damn lazy. There wouldn't nobody go out there. There's already more food for us. Because I'll be damned if we're going to sit up there and watch it. Can I run this down? We're going to sit up here, prepare the land. We're going to till the dirt. We're going to hold the ground. We're going to plant the seed. We're going to water the seed. We're going to nourish and cultivate to make sure it's fine. Then we're going to harvest it. And then we're going to turn around and bag it and put it in the damn bag for you so you can be so damn ungrateful and unthankful. You can't take your ass out to the damn garden and go pick it? No, no, no. I tried this for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true.
Am I telling the truth, teacher?
Now,
I raised hell, man. I said, no, these damn ungrateful is right.
Amen.
You ain't getting shit. Take your ass out there and go and buy it from the heathen.
Amen.
You let somebody tell me that they got all these guards like that. Man, I would have went home with so much produce every day. Man, I went to the chicken coop, man. I got out the way. I'm getting the eggs. And they think that we be making this stuff up. Lazy ass Israel. Backsliding ass Israel. Did y'all hear what I said? We prepare the soil. We plow the soil. We hold the soil. We plant the seed. We water it. Caretake of it. Harvest it. Put it in the bag for you. You'll be glad to take it, but we tell you that it's out there. There's not our people. Go clean the edges on the field?
Yeah.
Did we not leave enough?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even clean the edges. We just told you, just go get it.
And there's just labor.
You know what the problem is? We ain't hungry enough yet.
Oh,
no, we ain't hungry enough yet. No, that's going to hit that spot. We ain't hungry enough yet. I guarantee you, you'll be looking for a piece of corn. You'll be looking at the stalk to eat. Oh, Pastor Dow, you just lean Pastor Dow. Pastor Dow, why don't you just be a little bit nicer, Pastor Dow? Pastor Dow, all you do, holler and scream and tell us how bad we are. Damn Skippy. What y'all did? What did he do in the book of Revelation? He told us, okay, you did this right. I'm going to tell you what y'all do right. You come to church just right. You come to assembly just right. I got a few things against you. Mm-hmm.
Take you wives.
Is that a singular plural?
Plural.
I did go to school.
Plural.
I went to Gentile school. I know what S is. A nominative case ending. That's for a name. I know what S means at the end of wives, too. Wait a minute. Let's get very good detail. Take you what?
Why?
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to take none of these minister mountain monsters today. I'm telling you. We have gone too far into this world. We're too Greek. We're too Roman. We're too Gentile in our minds.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why the blessing of God always escape you. It's going to continue to keep on escaping you.
Cursed.
Many of you out there hoping to depend on our blessing and the labor we done put in and the sacrifice we done put in just so you can move into it while you be disobedient and don't give nothing. No, you have no teeth in the game. You can put teeth in the game if you can just come right on in and just line up. Can I talk?
Yes.
You see, in Israel, Yahshua commonly used parables. That was the reason why, you know, y'all know what a yoke is, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put the yoke on oxen.
Mm-hmm.
They had an old ox and a young ox. The old oxen and the young oxen, they were tied together.
Yes.
The young oxen, he didn't know what they would do. He followed the lead of the old oxen. Because the old oxen done plowed his road before. He done been down his road before. He done hold his line before. And he's stronger. So he done did all this. Young oxen, he can't do it because he yoked. He can't run wild.
No.
He go all over. He got to hold a line.
He tall.
No, we're talking to him all the time. What you doing? What you doing? No, man, no. We got a line to hold here.
Uh-huh.
Huh? We on the straight and narrow way right here. We got a job to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, you people, you want a damn furrows. Your shit is so... We can go this way. You want to go 20 miles this way, 50 miles away, 100 miles away. You all over the day, Greg. A crooked and perverse line. You know what I mean? Why do you think y'all use all those old heads to try to tell y'all the right way? I didn't have all this when I was young. I know how to keep my mouth shut and learn. Listen. Until the time appointed. Ain't nobody gonna listen. I knew full well ain't nobody gonna listen to me when I'm 25 years old, 26 years old, 27 years old, unless I started it all for myself and then had the humility to be able to lead by example. You gotta understand, that is a great humility and a great honor. Think about that. My dad, he submitted to his own son.
Yes.
In the faith.
Amen.
And stayed faithful all the way to the very end. My dad died.
Amen.
He had me. I'm his son.
Yes.
I'm his son.
Yes.
He supported me 1,000 billion trillion percent.
Yes. Amen.
Plus nothing. Letting y'all know this ain't got nothing to do with age, time, 10 years, the way we calculating the future today. He supported me the whole way, all the way to the very end. In the kingdom now.
Hallelujah.
Passed away peacefully. Did I tell y'all dad died in the pathway at the end of it? I was sitting down here. And I looked at Summer and said, I think I'm going to go down there and see my dad. Dad was, his heart rate was slowing down. He was just. Taking breaths like that. I went down there and saw him. I said, Dad, thank you for always being there. You've been a good father. You've always been there. You haven't been like the rest of these men. You stay true to the family. Ups, downs, in and out, best of your ability, best you knew how. All the support you gave me over the years, but not only that, I want to tell you that I love you because you taught me how to be a man by not running from responsibility. Don't you know I didn't even take, after I got finished saying all these words to him, I didn't even get 4 or 5 steps outside the door. And he went on, just like that. By the time I got back down here, the phone, they already told me that. He just went in and went on. He was waiting to see me hear the last words right there. See, these wicked ass people today, what they want to do, well, I remember you did this and you did that. Brother, shut the hell up. Now I'm going to detour for a second. But I'm not detouring. I got all these damn people in my life, or was in my life, they want to pass judgment on me what the hell they think I should have done pertaining to them. The way I should have behaved pertaining to them. I looked at my own two damn brothers. I said, let's hold on for a damn time the hell out for a second. I hear my damn turn. We've been on this earth for 40-some damn years. I said, both of y'all, I want to hear this. I'm going to cross down for 4 miles. I want to hear it right now. I said, you remember all the things I've done for both of you all my life and yours? Well, I want y'all to just name me one thing, just one, that either one of you has ever done for me or my family. Just one. Only one. Just one. One. 40 years of brotherhood. I only just want one. You know they couldn't name a damn thing? Mute. Raising sons, raising daughters. You want to complain about me? You ain't got no damn complaint about me. Let me talk. My turn now. You understand what I mean? I'm a man that's made the sacrifice. Live set apart. Live holy. Win against weird and tired. Has the fortitude to go against this damn wicked ass world and stick with y'all.
Yes.
And then with my chin up and chest stuck out.
In humility.
And you think you won't fancy yourself as my judge? You out of your damn mind. I'll be a fool to even let it even rest on me to condemn me.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me? You think you want to talk? Now stop. Let me talk. I let me begin. How he hurt me? Well, damn, God, you ain't heard shit yet. Let me dismiss. Shall we begin? Can you imagine having somebody you like complain about you, but yet they don't want to leave you because they know that's the best life they got? What kind of crap is that?
Ooh.
I heard of natural retardation. You can't do nothing about that. But spiritual retardation.
Come on.
Man.
That's deep.
Cut that air on for a second, man. We getting hot in here.
Yep.
Ain't that amazing? Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear some old wisdom now. Y'all hear some old. We laying it to the line here tonight. We laying it to the line. I can easily say I ain't been a perfect man, but I've been the best man you know, and I've been better than you. Stop! Ain't that a ball talk? Man, I don't even want to hear it. Paul said to the church or the seminary correct, he says, the more I love, the less I be loved. Isn't that something? And yet still he continued in that love.
Yes,
that is something else. You're talking about intestinal fortitude.
Yes.
Huh? You're talking about integrity. Paul, nor Pastor Dow, I know definitely not Yahshua. Ain't none of us ever been derelict in duty. Don't give me that mess. Stop all your murmuring and complaining. I'm trying to say, there we go. Go back again. Offense. All this hatred, betrayal, offense, man. Shut up. I'm going to take a break for a sec. It's getting hot in here.
Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $ Pastor Dowell. That's $PASTOR D-O-W-E-L-L. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the friends and family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful, and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your heart. Shalom. The King is coming. Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $Pastor Dowell. That's $PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the friends and family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees.
I don't understand how Sister Winter talk like that, man. Even when I hear somebody say, how you do that? I mean, how you do that? You understand what I mean? How you do that, man? I can't talk like that. Y'all getting y'all feel?
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting full?
Yes.
I'm just asking. Y'all, are y'all getting full a little bit on the other side?
No, sir.
Okay, camera, y'all getting full?
Yeah, yes. Necessary bread. This is old water.
To love you. One is going to submit to you. Dad, I promise. I've been around the block a few times. I can show you what's going to be. I can look. I'm sad. Talk to the old people. I can look at children now and tell you who's going to be a good one and a bad one. I'm serious. All the way down to Lord's 1 year old, I can look at them and go, I can tell you what that one's going to be. Oh, boy. And that one, too. It's crazy. I can tell you what them children are going to end up being. So, son, trust in dad, and I'll pick you some good wives. Scott got at least four of them. Got at least four of them. And then all them other young Israelites, warriors come out, they got at least three, four of them themselves, too, to get this nation built. I told y'all, the reason why they speak against biblical marriage is because they don't want us taking over. They've already done put out all types of shots, immunizations, testicular, experiment, all kinds of to make sure. Margaret Sanger, I mean, they have done abortion. Black women are aborting 900 babies a day. That pales in comparison to sacrificing your children in the fire of Baal and Dagon. 900 a day! You're killing 900 Israelites, brothers and sisters, every day! I tell you what, man, they sure have taught you how to hate yourself, ain't they? So you shut the hell up. You got a damn thing to tell me. I'm going to tell you. Tell me how sad that is. Brady's going to take over. You know what I've seen today? They said, U.S. Census. And why did they have to put this like this? Okay, if there ain't no such thing as no white, no black, no big eyes, big U's, why do they have to turn around and say that the U.S. Census shows that there's more brown people than white people now? They put that out. Y'all get finished, go check out YouTube. And, of course, Joe Biden is definitely, you know, he going to take care of the virus, right? By importing more of the virus. Anyway, let me keep going. Huh? I was talking to somebody the other day. It don't matter what their name is. And you know what the subject was? Y'all want to hear it? The subject was civil rights. I go, man, you talk to the wrong person. You don't want to be talking to me about no civil rights. I mention it in videos and stuff like that, but you don't want to talk to me about no civil rights. No reason why. Okay? If my people are fighting for civil rights, then what other rights everybody else got? They just got rights there, right? So if I have to fight for civil rights, or my people have to fight for civil rights, that means they ain't never had no damn rights in the beginning. I never thought of that. Probably because you ain't never thought. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Why in the hell from the 1960s all the way up now we still got to fight for legislative damn civil rights if we've been citizens all this damn time? Man, shut up. Never mind. And then people wonder why I move and shake and navigate certain ways. Y'all better pay attention to me. Both white and black and green, purple, blue, yellow, and brown.
Here.
Y'all better listen. Know it all. We've heard what's called false blog talks about message. And just sleep on in the rest of that and come to Sabbath meal. Just come to Sabbath meal. Is it getting too hot here for y'all? Y'all done got y'all feel? Y'all topped off? Y'all good? We can stop right now. I can cut it off. We can cut this off right now.
Come on, I'm on the air.
Tell them. I bet Daniel was talking to this bitch that, man, why the hell the council lying to me? All right, go ahead and cut that off for a second. We got it good and cool in here just for a second. We're going to roll on. And the beat goes on.
Yes.
going to teach. We're still in Jeremiah 29, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Verse 6. You mean tell me we only been two verses?
Jesus.
God, help me, Father. I love you. Come on with it.
And give your daughters to husbands.
And give your daughters to what?
You husbands.
Y'all hear that? Why? Because you perform what? A waiting battle when you do that. I gave my daughter to a husband. I gave Erica to Mick. Here, you can have her. But I gave her to a good man, though.
Yes.
Not no damn fool. You know why? I'm a good judge of hindquarters.
Yes, sir.
I'm a good judge of cattle. I can tell what would be a good fit. And Elder Mitch speaking on his behalf. You know, Elder Mitch was actually asking young men, why not y'all, why ain't y'all looking at her? Good looking, petite, tiny little girl. Tiny, she tiny now.
Yes.
Eric, you can go blow 10 yards. Good wife, submissive one. And the other man's like, man, I'm good, man. I got 3 grandbabies out of there so far. Look at Salome right there. Give me a picture right there. That's one of my grandbabies right there. That's the new one. Look here. Salome, look at her. In the commandments. Uh-huh. She's going to be bought up in the right way. Going to give her away to a good man.
Yeah.
Salome. Think about that for a second. Elder Mitch happy too. Hard working young man. Y'all need to follow with Elder. If y'all young, y'all need to listen to what Elder Mitch say because he lead by example. Y'all really truly do. Y'all need to listen. Yeah, because he's, Elder Mitch reminds me of me and Teacher Shane and Elder Doug and all of us and Deacon Bell and all of us in the day. Because that man, he's doing it. Ain't he doing teach? He's doing it. He's doing it.
Yes.
See, I can say, he can say, I've been young.
Yes.
Now I'm old.
Yes.
Now I can agree with what the scripture said. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. Where have we ever been for bread, teach? Since we've been in
No.
And I'm talking about people who purposely impoverish themselves.
Yeah.
Who test the scripture.
Yeah.
What y'all say?
Yes.
Sold everything. Got rid of everything. Went to zero.
Zero.
I
mean.
Nah, never mind. Come on, teach. We've been at this a while though. Where we at, man? Where are we 2 verses in? What's taking you so long?
We in 6 still. That they may bear sons and daughters.
You hear that? That's our fruit. That's our heritage.
Yes.
We're trying to restore. Are we in the restoration of all things?
Yes.
We knew it was going to discontinue. And we're in the restoration of all things.
Yes.
Come on.
That you may be increased there.
You hear that?
Where?
There.
In the damn place where they took advantage of you, where they had you captive.
Yes.
Build houses, plant gardens. Where? In my land.
Yeah.
Same one that says you're going to be like little, I will be like little sanctuaries to you.
Yeah.
Man, you people don't know the scripture. Shut up. That's like me. I feel like Jeremiah talking to Hananiah. Shut up. He making you believe a false hope and a false vision. Y'all ain't spoke to him. He ain't even talking to him.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to him.
Yeah.
That's what Jeremiah says. You better hear what I'm saying here, O Israel. Read on, team.
That you may be increased there and not diminished.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to be increased and not what?
Diminished.
You're going to be diminished if you try to play this monotonous shit.
Yes.
Mm. I mean.
And I'm not commanding everybody need to have. Listen, I know where we at today. Everybody has his own proper gift and stuff like that. You follow me? But, man, I'm telling you, he said, I want you to increase and you not be diminished. And according to what real truth is, real truth and what real fruit is the fruit of a man's loins. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Everybody thinks about sex. I talked to all the young men. I said, let me tell you something. When you look at our laws, How many times you want to mess up knowing you got to pay all this money every time you go and lay with someone? How many wives do you really want? You got to be responsible for each one of them. You out of your damn mind. That'll check you up real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So we give a whole new meaning, be content with suspicion?
Yes, you have.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Australia says, yes, sir. Come on.
And seek the peace of the city.
Seek the peace of the what?
Of the city.
You don't believe how many people in these positions and places up here. It's a love-hate relationship. They love us, but they hate us. Because we are rebuked to them by our existence. Because they know we keep the commandments. But then they know we're honorable people. Ain't never seen nothing like it before in their life. We don't use deceptive practices. What you see is what you get. We are, we is, that's what it is, that's what we be. They know this. We're honorable. They know it. Come on.
Whether I have caused you.
No, who did this call? Who did it?
Yah.
No, the white man grabbed me from Africa.
Yah.
No, the white man sold me into slavery.
Yah.
No, the white man put me on ships.
Yah.
The white man beat my ass.
Yah.
And then we forget all about the Arabs who had us in damn slavery.
Oh, man.
Twice as long as the damn white man did. And I ain't justifying shit. Evil is evil.
Wait,
y'all already told both of them don't go that far. But they did it anyway. So now they got a recompense. They got a judgment coming upon them.
It's way worse. Oh.
All I got to do is have patience, and I possess my soul. But until then, I'm going to prosper in my enemy's land.
All right.
Land.
Yeah.
Y'all hear what I said? Until then, I'm going to prosper in my enemy's land.
All right.
And all these dumbasses out there thinking, what the hell going on? Well, also a young man made his ways by taking heed to the word of Yah. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. You hear me, Daniel Muir? Hear me, Kabir? Bijah? Bill Melia? Make my enemies my footstool. That's what Yah said.
Oh, yeah.
Yah said that.
Yes, amen.
I'm with him.
Wait on Yah.
Yes.
So where's the wisdom of this world at? Where y'all at now? Where's the wisdom of you camps and you Christians?
Come on.
Y'all, where are y'all with? Man, y'all a bunch of, don't get me. Deep breath. Deep breath, pass it out. Deep breath. Woo! Mercy. Don't start nothing here. And I'm trying to pass as much as I can, as long, as fast as we can.
Yes.
And you people want to be all in your emotions and feelings. You weak ass. Anyway, help me, help me. I'm trying to clean it up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, just be real.
Y'all better hear me.
Yes, sir.
All y'all, all of y'all communities, y'all better be listening to this. Men and women and children alike. You ain't got nothing else to do. Let everybody else gather abroad and do whatever the hell they want. But you and your homestead, these communities, you better be paying straight up attention.
Yes.
What verse you in, teach?
7 now.
What's taking you so long? We got to go to 11. Come on.
When I've caused you to be carried away captive.
So God's the one who calls us to be carried away captive, right? Well, stop that for a second. Hold right there where you're going back. You hear me? Go to Isaiah 52, read verse 11.
Depart you.
And do what?
Go you out from thence, Touch no unclean thing.
Now, wait a minute. Now, we are the ones who we got our own land.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? We're growing our own gardens.
Mm-hmm.
We're building our own houses.
Yeah.
If we're doing that, that means we're separate from the people of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Depart you, go out from amidst them. Don't you touch what?
The unclean thing.
No unclean thing. Stop for one damn minute. One more time, read it again. Depart you. That means go you out.
And again,
depart you. That's two times.
Yes.
If y'all said it twice, it means business, right?
Yeah.
This is the prophet Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Yahoo. Come on. Who works forever, settle in heaven? Same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on.
Go you out.
Of what?
From then.
Come on.
Touch no unclean thing.
Touch no what?
Unclean.
Touch no what?
Unclean thing.
Read.
Go you out of the midst of
her. What are we in that? What do we? Paul wasn't saying nothing new.
No.
Go to 2 Corinthians 6:17. Paul wasn't saying nothing new. He was just repeating what the prophets had said.
Man.
And they're going to say, Paul, false prophet, shut up. Apostles don't make scripture. The prophets do. Your dad probably listened to. Well, I got a lot of people stealing my words. 2 Corinthians 6:17, read.
Wherefore?
Do what?
Come out from among them.
Come out.
And be you separate.
Come out.
Saith Yah.
Come out.
Touch not the unclean thing.
Shut up. Shut up. You in this truck? You in this?
Oh, yes.
You know, the Bible says, I'm going to tell you straight, we have not handled the word of Yah deceitfully, but we have commended ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of Yah. Anyway, whatever. Tired as I be. Touch not an unclean thing. What are you going to do?
And I will receive you.
Go back down there, 52. Finish up 11. Go 12. 11 to 12. This same, isn't it? Isn't it the same? So,
Paul, false prophet, Paul.
I know who falls. Your dumb ass. Your dumb ass. You heard somebody say something, you repeat what they say, and you don't have no proof yet.
Man,
no sources, no nothing, just repeating, just regurgitating what some other fallen stupid head has said. But yet, Isaiah got his name written down. Jeremiah got his name written down. Paul got his name written down. Your ass, the judge and the jury and the executioner coming for your ass, is still out.
Amen.
Shut up, man. Y'all see, we're in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Y'all see the reason why y'all raise us up for such time?
Yes.
Like you can't be pussyfooting around this damn generation. You got to be, man, you come on, man. You got right between the damn eyes. You got to hit them hard,
yes.
Like an anvil.
Yes.
You got to hit hard. You got to hit so damn hard that when you hit them, bone crusher.
Yes.
With aggression, you break your own hands. That's how you know you're in the end. That's leaving it all on the field.
Yes.
That is leaving it all on the field. All praises to the Most High God.
All praises to the Most High God.
Hallelujah. This word is good.
Yes.
Yes, it is good.
Yes.
Now, the rest of the world, they out there getting ready for the club on Friday night. Ain't no club better than this.
No.
Ain't no club better than this. This is the Club Sapples right here.
Yeah, that's it.
Club Sapples.
Yeah.
Come on, Chef.
Read, Jesus.
Depart you! Depart you! Go ye out from this, that do unclean thing. Go you out of the midst of her, be you clean,
mm-hmm.
that bear the vessels of Yah. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight. For Yah will go before you.
Y'all gonna go what?
Before. Will go before you.
Y'all gonna do what?
Go before you.
Did we not hear that last Shabbat? The pillar of cloud, the fire by day and the fire by night. Did he not tell you in Shemot? Did he not tell you? Look, listen, Israel. Yah is not forsaken us.
No.
Don't worry about seeing him stuff. When it's time to show up, he gonna, even in sin, he can't even show himself in our corrupt state.
Yeah, no.
But he's still going to go before us.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, he is. But you balance become obedient.
Yes, sir.
Because if you be willing, and if you be obedient, then you shall eat the good of the land.
Come on.
We honor them, brethren.
Yes.
And this word is hot on the Ruach is, ooh, we on fire. How y'all holding yourself over on the other side? How y'all doing it?
Man.
Y'all sophisticated.
Yeah. Hey.
Boy, I want to make sure I don't miss nothing. Oh, man, Bernard, Mr. Bacon, streaming on another $100 offer now, man. Claudia, I want to thank y'all. Thank y'all very much. Oh, shoot, man, I got to get it back up there. Ah, oh, there we go. All y'all on Super Chat. Hallelujah. Well, we in the word next. How in the world, sister? We turn on, we get a word all through the week. Now, this week I was gone a lot, but I'm getting ready to upload a lot of videos on Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know I ain't putting too much nothing on. But if you come Shabbat, and any Shabbat, you can hear those videos.
Yes.
Now, you got to say that. You can hear it. I put a few over there on YouTube. Everybody in ministry shouldn't be no surprise. Everybody in ministry should know that I ride sport bikes. Everybody don't know that by now? Who the hell don't know that by now? I mean, Mother Carol, she got that same damn sickness too. Yeah, Mother Carol, Mother Church, she got the sickness too. She's a damn speed demon. Shouldn't call Mother Carol demon though soon. Yes, she do. She got a motorcycle license. Mother Carol. Got two maniacs leaving the whole dang ministry. It's crazy, isn't it? I know one thing. We going to the kingdom.
That I am sure of.
Daniel, you still there? Kabir, you still there? Brother Yashar, you there? Brother Steve, you still there in Canada? I know Elder Rupert's there.
Daniel better be there. Daniel there.
If his ass ain't there, I don't give a damn child. I would jump in that vehicle tonight.
Daniel.
And drive all the way straight with Indiana and look at him and say, man, what the hell are you doing?
Daniel there.
No, yeah, he said, I'm here. Daniel, are you soaking this in? Soak this in. Let these sayings sink down into your heart. Man, I ain't know how to go with that. I'm not paying too much attention. Let's go back to Jeremiah, man. Come on, we need to finish this up. You taking forever, Teacher Shane. We only got 10 minutes left to go on the broadcast, and you only read three verses. Three verses! Profound teacher. Read them. Brother Say. Look at it. Three verses you don't read. Come on, teacher. I love it, bro.
Where are we at, Jeremiah, again?
We are.
Jeremiah.
Matthew, you left off at 7.
Jeremiah 24, 7?
Yeah, 29. 29. 29.
Okay. All right. And to seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captive.
Now, what that means about their translation is this. Don't go cause a bunch of trouble. Don't act like a bunch of niggas. No, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Can y'all imagine? Look at Pastor Dow. I can go in any one of these establishments. I don't care what establishment, command respect. Because of the way I carry myself.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Business. Don't the Bible say, be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit? Don't it say that?
Yes.
Business.
I mean, yes. Yes.
Well, I ain't changing who I am for nothing. Put on the whole armor of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So you put on the whole armor of y'all, but you can't change for you. Well, damn it. You, why is the serpent armor? Shut up. No, you see, I'm old.
Dang slugger.
Y'all started something in here. Y'all silent. Y'all silence is deafening. It's deafening. Y'all talking a lot of shit right now while you ain't saying nothing. Y'all here for marinating.
Come on.
Oh, taste and see.
Woo.
Say, y'all, his goodness and his mercy
endureth
forever. No, you talking about the people who are in love with y'all.
Yes.
No, we in love with y'all. No, don't worry. Y'all ain't gonna mess up the broadcast. Y'all could have been shouting the whole damn time, but y'all all dignified and stuff. I thought we was on the PGA tour. You sure we ain't in Augusta? Dang. Come on, T.
And pray unto y'all for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace.
Now watch this. But notice every place that they went, they scattered. It wasn't in no damn cities. They were on the outskirts. You think I'm going to pray for the peace of New York?
No.
Chicago?
No.
California?
No.
San Jose?
No.
Huh? Ain't nowhere in hell. New Jersey?
No, sir.
I'm telling you, y'all ain't called these people. Y'all has not called these men. Y'all has not called these people who say that they are men of y'all. He has not called them.
Amen.
He has not called them. These boogers are mama called and daddy sent. Sad part about it, this damn One West doctrine shit is just as false as damn Christianity is. You got damn 12 tribes on the chart. It's only the southern hemisphere. And you got the whole damn world we've been scattered in.
Yes. Oh.
How stupid can you be? Damn flesh, man.
Flesh.
You know verse 11 yet? Read.
Verse 7.
Watch it.
For thus says Yah of hosts, Elohim of hosts, Master of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that? I'm saying the same thing today. These bookers are claiming, notice, these bookers are wise, and ain't nobody saying thus says Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing that. How you following me?
Yes,
Nobody's demonstrating the power except Straightway.
Right.
And y'all doing it yourself.
Yes, sir.
Learn it and y'all figure this out as you go. This Ruach revealing, getting more powerful as days go.
Yes.
And I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Because
Me as a teacher, man, I'm telling you, my greatest, everybody will tell you, all I want is not to be needed. Just, I want everybody to get to a certain point, then let me just fade off over to the side. I'm good. Yeah. Let y'all run on. I've always said that. Have I not always said that to you?
Yes, sir.
I've always said that.
Amen.
Let me just pay it off on time. I'm going to pay it off on the side anyway, ready or not. But, man, we can get y'all in full strength.
Yes.
I'm whooping Satan.
Come on.
Not being ignorant of
yes.
the devil's devices.
Yes.
Show you by example.
Yes.
That's the whole deal. I had somebody the other day speaking against me, and they told me about it, and I said, I didn't worry about it. They went back to the other people. They went back to the verse and said, listen, man, let me tell you something. So I've been around this one a little bit. They're talking like me now. They said, man, I ain't never seen nobody come against Straightway and it's been well with them. You better leave these people alone. I always tell people, we don't bother nobody. I don't come pick nothing. I don't do nothing. I don't bother nobody until you come fooling around with us.
Yes, sir.
I had to check y'all key ass.
Yes.
You making a damn boast.
Yes.
Over here boasting. I don't approve of it. I got a lot of people over here in Straightway that's listening to your ass. No, no. We're going to draw that line in the damn concrete.
Yes.
To hell with the saying.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And when I get finished with it, my whole hope is that he will repent. But I don't think he will. I don't think he will. But since he won't, I hope he will. Did y'all hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm under no illusion whatsoever at all. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I hope he would. I'm telling you. I'm going to get that damn spirit, though. I promise I'm going to get that spirit. Y'all hear me? And everybody who been with me for a while, they know. You didn't kill that damn thing, Trey. God dang it, man.
I couldn't get it.
But they know I'm going to get that damn spirit. If I tell you I'm going to get that spirit, I'm going to get that damn spirit. I promise I'm going to get it. I'm hoping some way, somehow. Because I actually like both of them. First time I met, I like both of them. I don't like the spirit that's in them, but I like them. Does that make sense? Did y'all hear me? I don't like the spirit that's trying to operate. I know Satan when I see him. And he knows that I know his ass. He damn sure knows teacher knowing. I promise he knows he knows his ass. You know you're going to have your ass there, too. You're going to be there. We're going to get this damn spirit. I promise you. We are going to get this damn spirit.
Yes, sir.
We are going to get this damn spirit. You watch. Love my word. And all you damn punk ass people talking, oh, he already exposed me. God. You weak, sorry, impotent. Y'all just stay on your little corner. Free teach. I'm going to get this shit. I'm telling you straight up. I'm getting this.
Let not your prophets and your diviners.
Don't let them do what?
That be in the midst of you.
Don't let them do what?
Deceive you.
Don't let them deceive you. Y'all sure? You know, Hosea already said by their fruits you're going to know them. Y'all sure echo the prophets and said by their fruits you're going to know them. By the fruit you shall know them. By the fruit you shall know them. By the fruit you shall know them. He never changed his standard.
No.
Y'all better learn how to judge fruit. To hell what people are saying. You better pay attention to what they're doing. Because people can deceive you with words. I'm telling you, they can paint a picture with words you just would not believe.
Amen.
But fruit, you can't deny.
Amen.
If the damn tree is rotten, the shit's rotten.
It is.
And if you bear fruit 1 year, it's rotten. Good. It's rotten.
It's rotten.
Good. We're going to dung it because you asked for it. We'll do it the second year and the third year. After that, we got to cut the damn thing down because it ain't worth shit. We got to cut the damn thing. I'm telling you. Is that not book? Is that book?
Yes, sir.
PTSD. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your offer. And everybody's serious about this, Israel. Y'all hear me?
Yes,
everybody is serious about this. Everybody is not serious about that. I am. I'm not playing games. I did not turn around and sacrifice my life to play games. It's the kingdom or nothing.
Me?
Yes.
It's the kingdom or nothing.
Yes.
How old are you, Z?
23.
23. How old are you, Trey?
24.
24. How old are you, Brandon?
36.
I'm old enough to be your daddy, too. I'm old enough to be all y'all daddy.
Yes, sir. I need a father.
Good.
Yes.
So we'll teach you, then we can, then y'all can teach others how to be children to fathers. And then you can teach them how to be fathers. I don't care how old you are, I'm just asking. Aged men are not always wise. And believe me, even in straightway, there's a bunch of foolish, hoary-ass people. Grieve the shit out of us. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't fall out that example, man. Follow strength and honor. We say that for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Strength and honor. What's this song? We don't have to fight these battles anymore. Y'all got time to fight the battles, then there's time for we need to come in. But until that appointed time, we need to stay focused.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
I need y'all young men to pay attention. Y'all really do. Man, I remember when I was a young boy. I used to sit and everybody else in the neighborhood, my age, they'd be running around foolish, acting stupid, doing drugs and carrying on, partying on. I would see an old man, an old woman sitting out on the porch. I would go over and park next to them and just sit and listen to them. That's all. You know, an old man would say to me, we'll get finished talking. He said, I sure would like to have one of them squirrels. Now, mind you, I wouldn't know he's right. I'm a little teenage boy. I take my little BB gun, go pop me a little squirrel. Here you go, sir. Thank you very much, son. You get that? But I've always been like that. Sound like y'all. You've been in, but you kind of someone. You knew you was different than everybody else. Y'all already knew you was different. You in it. You in the shit, but and you're like having an out of body experience. You're like, damn, what the hell I'm doing here? But you're here. You can't even really have a good time and enjoy it. But then when you the day that he came in, man, open it up. You're like, oh hell, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm supposed to be doing all the days of my life. No, I'm supposed to be serving God.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Yes.
That's real. Man, Philippines just sent us $1,008. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Teach, strength, and honor. Huh? We here.
Yes.
We ain't going no damn well.
Yes.
Even after we gone, there's still y'all gonna he gonna prune this and raise up another leaf and it's coming up. It's coming out the branch.
Yes.
Now we here.
Yes.
Well, there ain't gonna be no lines then tonight. Matter of fact. Man, we've been all over the book, ain't we? Go to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Let's end the broadcast on this one. Let's give them that. And then go to 1 John 3:4. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, 1 Thessalonians 5:20, then 1 John 3:4. We're going to end it on that. And we'll thank the Father, and we're going to see what the Most High Yah has for us for Shabbat. Man, this is my life. This is all there is to it. This is all I know. I don't know nothing else. Well, you know I know guns. You can see them all behind me. I'm surrounded by them things. Love them, too. I'm thankful for Brother Gideon and Brother Frogman. The time, energy, and effort. You know, that you got people out there charging people in excess of $500 to $1,000 a class for leasing the damn people. And we got these silent professionals right in front of us. They give it freely to Israel. They give their time, their energy, and their effort. They give it all to them. I don't care how late we are there at that range. They're up there teaching, preaching. They're doing it. Can't say enough about it. It's nice to have Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, paratroopers, Marines, and whatever the hell. Brandon, what else we got? Infantry?
Army infantry.
What else in this ministry that you know of? You heard?
Marines.
Well, shit, man, we good. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All branches. Love it. Love it! You know why? You get to give out all these nice teachings and stuff. But even at that, in Israel, now, listen, before we get these last scriptures, let me talk to y'all. Listen, I'm going to talk to us again, okay? All right? I'm going to talk to us again. I got to detour here for a second. Even though I'm not detouring. If you go and look at the history, I don't care what history of whatever damn nation it was. It could have been the Greeks, the Romans, could have been the Persians. It makes no difference who it was. Everybody was too busy trying to conquer the world, conquer man. The whole purpose of that is because they wanted peace. They thought that their only way of life was peace. If you had anybody else out there was a threat, it was a threat to their way of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because at any time, Genghis Khan, anybody could come over, the Mongols, come over and try to take over. And so we got to conquer the whole damn world so we can make sure we have peace throughout all the lands. The mistake, if anybody want to know what the mistake is, type in one if you want to know what the mistake is. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give it all. I'm going to leave nothing on the table. You know, the problem with my people is we don't learn from mistakes of the past.
That is so true.
We're a bunch of damn fools. No, for real, straight up. All right. So my warriors in the ministry, they understand this. So you have all these nations, and you have these nations that want to conquer other nations in order for everybody to have peace, right? Because you can't rest next to you knowing you have an enemy that could have either the comparable, superior firepower or close to it, right? So, everybody wants peace. Everybody claiming peace, right? But you only get peace through war. Sorry. That's just the way it is. That's the way of the world. You ain't going to... Listen, don't y'all start no shit with me. I can't judge you or another nation based on the damn future. I can only judge what you've done in the past. Because you already have the testing behind you. Don't give me your good behavior, your good intentions, and every damn thing else. I ain't seen that. I have to judge based on what you've done in the past.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Yeah, so don't tell me I need to judge you on your nice soft tone and your wicked-ass voice and all these other... Hell no! But what people were looking for, you had warriors, and this is what I'm going to say. They would go to war, and then all they wanted was peace. Peace was a farm, some land.
Yes.
Grow their own crops.
Yes.
Raise their own cattle.
Yes.
And their own families.
Amen.
The problem was, is when they thought they had peace, they did not keep up their warrior skills. And they did not teach their sons their skills. They only kept them with farming. That's the trouble. That's the issue and that's the problem. So when the enemy came, they ran roughshod over them. Because these were warriors, first generation. Second generation come along, they planting, got fields, farmers, watch this, passive people. real men in the day, not only were they warriors, but they were farmers. Mm-hmm. And then they taught their sons how to be warriors while they get farming.
Yes.
And they never let their guard down at all. Never let their guard down.
Yes.
Y'all, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
If they need to mobilize, they could be mutually assisting to get to their neighbors to mobilize, and we could have a contingency to be able to fight off and ward off an enemy until we can, as a country, get together. But you look at this damn buffoons we got. Joe damn Biden. Kamala Downtown Harris. These damn socialist ass Democrats. I tell you what you need to do is take all the damn Democrats, all the socialists, kick all their ass over to China, and then let me know how life doing for them then. And mind you, I ain't no Republican or Democrat. I'm a free man.
Yes, hallelujah.
Let me read this real quick. Did I just tell y'all something? Did I give y'all something?
Yes, sir.
A little bit of something?
Yes, sir.
Charity Bus. All praise to the Most High, y'all.
All praise.
Never once crossed anyone like Pastor God. I thank God for your obedience and continuance to the path, teaching the truth and living how the Most High says we should. Oh, I promise we're doing that. Are we not doing that? Are we not living like the Most High tells us? So, what was the admonishment that God already spoken through the prophets a long, long time ago? Woe unto you that are at ease in what? Speaking of, go to Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10. Y'all the ones starting all this. Y'all the ones going on. I said you was not in this.
All right.
Y'all keep pulling. Y'all keep pulling.
We cut 35 different ways. We keep going.
No, but watch it. Look what PTSD says. If a person that willfully sins ignorant, and they truly repent, will they have a chance for the kingdom? That is an oxy-double statement, moronic. That don't make no damn sense. Hebrews 10:26 speaks against that. You hear that? Let's go to Nehemiah 4:10. Read that first.
I got your answer.
Yehuda said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed.
Come on.
There's much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall.
Man, look at all that. Come on.
And our adversary says, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them.
Hold on. We're not able to build a wall. And the adversary said what?
They shall not know.
They shall not what?
They shall not know.
Read.
Neither see.
Well, come on.
Till we come in the midst among them.
Go to verse 17. You ready for this? Are y'all taking notes or y'all just sitting here listening? Verse 17, go ahead.
They which build it on the wall, and they which build that bear burdens, and those that are laden, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon.
Y'all heard that, right? Y'all heard that? We did read some building scriptures too, right?
Yes, sir.
And then everybody wonder why we always carrying weapons and why all the hands are ready to work.
Mm-hmm.
See, back then they had bow and arrow, axe. You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Today, we got a damn weapon that will reach out and touch you. So we can use both hands to still be armed.
Mm-hmm.
Read on a little bit more. Watch this.
For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side.
Now, wait a minute. Is that Israel?
Yes, sir.
Is that Israel?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't. Y'all remember Luke. You don't have a sword to sell your what? Go and go what? Don't give me that bullshit about passive conscientious objector. Shut up. This is your problem today. Y'all been listening to the damn people that play on your feelings and emotions. Listen, we're supposed to make peace with people around us.
Yes, sir.
But if you can't make damn peace, you better be able to defend your ass.
Yes, sir.
That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying in the midst of all this. So you tell me how wrong Pastor Dowell is. I bet y'all I'm way gonna pass y'all for you. But y'all probably don't want to come up in here no more.
No,
I'm down for
that. No, no, no.
Come back.
300.
You gotta have capacity for this.
You'll be a flea on your back.
I gotta have a capacity on this.
Oh. I really wish I could say that everybody out there really truly means your well-being, but they don't. I can say it, and I know it, because I see them in the book. I see them for who they are and what they are. Be deceived. It's up to you. The blind do lead the blind.
Yes.
And they both do what? Somebody got to be the leaders of the blind, and somebody got to be blind. I ain't got no problem with this. No compunction whatsoever at all. Does it make sense? I'm a peaceful man. You're going to be blind, be blind. You're going to be dumb. Be dumb on purpose. None of my business. Totally up to you. I will tell you this, though, and I'm going to leave this on this broadcast at this statement here tonight. If I am wrong, there can't be no right. Because after everything that I just got finished going over with y'all, straight from the book.
Yes, sir. It's
written. If I'm wrong and your other people are right, I'm going to tell you straight up, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah.
If I am right,
yes,
and those people are wrong,
yes,
as the old saying goes, you got hell to pay. That's how sure I am. Now, I ask you to test the boats. No, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, we didn't get there. I ask you to test the boats. That's what I ask you to do. I ask you to do it over and over and over again. I know I did. Women, stop your damn masculine ass spirits. You're going to be looking for a man to run behind and hide behind. What we got coming, you're going to be looking for a man. I promise you. You better stop being damn manly. Because I'm telling you, a man, you want to be manly, you throw your ass out there to the damn dog's enemy. I will. I'm telling you straight, I don't give a damn. I will throw your ass out there. You better be humble and learn how to shut your damn mouth and not take on this damn nature of this damn beast in America. Well, a damn woman thinks she's just as good as any man. Of course, I've always said that. If you think you're any good as any man, you ain't no damn good at all. Because ain't no man no damn good. There's none good. No, not one. See, the confidence you have when you're in the Messiah, you know it. But you know it. You know that you know that you know that you know. I can lay down and lose my breath tonight and know where I'm going. Straight to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
I know, I promise you. God's just.
Yes.
Go ahead and read, Jesus. Let's finish it on it. Damn, we twist. Hey, we ain't over, but we good. Lions then ain't got their ass on tonight. We good, though. Love y'all, brothers. Prove all.
Some things.
Just my things.
All things.
And do what?
Hold fast.
That means lay a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
To what?
That which is good.
With that, we bid you all farewell. See y'all tomorrow morning. Shabbat Shalom. The King.
Hallelujah.
The King.
Yes.
But you know what, boy? Let me say this. Let me give y'all a say. Before we close it out tonight, y'all got anything closing remarks? Any of y'all? Anything y'all want to say? Y'all been edified?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all full?
Edified.
Y'all good?
Come on, no.
Y'all good? Old taste and see if y'all good. This is the tasting.
Yes.
That y'all been talking about.
Yeah.
Old taste and see if y'all good.
Yeah.
Everybody don't understand how we can sit up here and hear this word and be like, ah! Yeah, he's quicker than us who we have known. The ones who we have predestined.
Yes.
What are you called?
Yes.
And they were put into this. Man, hey, come on.
Yes.
Go Romans 3:20, man.
You were called some of 1 John 2, didn't you, Chef? Oh,
3:4. 1 John 3:4. Go there first, D. I'm glad you said it, man. Bring it out. Bring it out. Don't come in. Step hard. Pastor, you did call that. Bring it out. 1 John 3:4, read.
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
Uh-oh.
For sin
is what?
Is the transgression of the law.
All right. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Romans 3. And bless all of y'all. I appreciate each and every single one of y'all spending y'all Shabbat evening with us and bringing it in the name of Yahweh Yahshua HaMashiach and the blood of the Messiah that laid it down for us. We thank y'all for the power of the Holy Spirit to open up our understanding that we might understand the scripture. Hope that y'all got your feel here tonight. That y'all fool, you're going to bed, be able to sleep peacefully, ready to receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your souls.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We good, Israel. Come on, teacher.
Romans 3.
Go ahead. Verse 20.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
Now, we got to go there because you damn wicked-ass Christians keep... Yeah, we quote 1 John 3:4, right? You damn, you confuse it, you mix it up, you tear it up, you tear all of it. And go to Colossians 2:15 too, while we're there. And 16. No, we gotta stop. I'm talking.
No,
we gotta stop.
Oh,
we gotta stop, man.
All these chairs up.